I will make them wrong, and I'll die in
America. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to, the Defender 7 current events / debate here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, and I'm glad you're here. If not, please tune in. Just in case you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all that we do here in the Defender 7. We have a website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. And on our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. That's right. We are a humanitarian American Patriot Group, LLC, nonprofit. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button for us. That's the only way we're able to do what we do here at the Defender 7. You want to step up? We're looking to form different groups throughout all 50 states and start training. So please, by all means, hit one of us up. Let us know you're interested. This is a no BS. We are not a militia, nor just the Facebook national page. We're wanting members to step up and train with us. Time's coming. Has been for a while. Also, be sure to jump over to our YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button for us. We're also on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, American Humanitarian Patriot Group. Now for all of our shows we do here, right here on Blog Talk, we enjoy when you call in with your own thoughts, your opinions, or whatever you want to say. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. We started this group and founded this group, myself, my Lieutenant General, Christopher Weathers, Kimberly Purvis, John McCullen, Lorna Munson, and so forth, to help our communities in any time of need. And that is not limited to just disaster relief. So please, by all means, help us to help you and your communities. But the number to call tonight, and all the nights that we do these shows right here on Blog Talk Radio, that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And if you're too shy to call in, we also have our Blog Talk chat room right here during our broadcast. So either way, hop in here, give us your thoughts and opinions on all the topics that we cover. And now let me bring in my second man, Lieutenant General Christopher Webber, and our major pain in the ass,
what's up?
What's happening? What is happening, everybody?
I got sent home early because bad storms.
Yeah, right. I bet it was your attitude.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Serena found out what I'm all about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I had her wore out.
Well, let's get this party started, man.
We've got to hurry up because weather's got to cut off in like 5 minutes before you get in trouble.
I just got whatever. I just got on the highway, man. Anyway, have you heard about the gun ban?
What?
Yeah, High Capacity Magazine. Quote, unquote, assault rifles. Does anybody know?
Yeah.
I've never heard of an assault rifle, have you?
Nope.
I've never seen one.
I beg mine to assault me every time, and it just sits in the corner and does nothing.
Right, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, 9mm pistols with high-capacity magazines, they are trying to outlaw. Anything more than 10 rounds is considered a high-capacity magazine. Well, considering your, 6 hours, nine, there's like several. With 15 and 16 rounds. So, pretty much, those handguns are going to be outlawed. Canada has already stopped the purchase of any firearm across the border. Any firearms you cannot sell to anyone else. Person-to-person sales. There's a whole lot of shit. People, you better pay attention to what's going on.
Yep,
how do you think they're going to outlaw our guns?
Right. And because they're also throwing their little fairy-ass red flag law back up again.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
I forget what the red flag law was.
anybody could turn you in if they feel threatened with your gun or firearm.
That and no-knock warrants.
Yeah. Well, I got news for everybody, man. This is how they're going to, it starts right here. Because people, this is why we've been saying team up with other people around you in your cities or states. Let's get chapters, Defender 7 chapters in all the states. You know, safety is in numbers. Don't be a lone wolf. We've said that a million times. The government is coming after the guns. The Second Amendment will be no longer. This is how they're starting, and this is how they're doing it. The corruption in Washington, D.C. is so deep, it's not even funny.
Right. And those idiots that think it's not, look at everything Durham is pulling out, but guess who's on the fucking the jury list? It's all Democrat and they're also backing Hillary Clinton and all of her campaigns.
Yep. There is one Republican that is fighting this in the Senate. And that's from Florida. A Republican, the congressman in Florida is fighting against all this.
Yep. But the rest of them, you know what? Democrat or Republican, they can all go fuck themselves, in my opinion. Because whether you're leaning left, right, middle, center, whatever, you cannot change what our forefathers put down and bear down on.
Well, as I said, this is how it starts. And if you don't believe what you're hearing on this show right now, you got your head so far up your ass, you're going to have to brush your hair with your toothbrush.
Those laws didn't pass yet, though, right?
It is not passed yet, but they're fighting for it.
And it don't matter, because although they brought it up, now it's a good time to start knocking on people's doors, start busting through doors, and then they say, oh, well, you know, Biden said.
Well, and here's another thing that people need to realize also. You know, and this is really messed up more than anything, that people that are, you know, was for abortion and all this other stuff, was pro-guns, people actually turned in their guns after that Texas shooting. People were turning in guns.
After this last one where the guy killed all them kids?
Yep.
Wow. I thought Texas wanted to hold strong.
Well, it's not only that, but they also had in different states turning in weapons you got, and you get gas for it.
Huh.
Now, here's something else that you guys are really going to crack up on this. Pelosi went to an anti-gun rally. All right. I forget what state she went. I think it was in California. People were protesting against the guns. The same people also was protesting about abortions or, you know, pro-life. These same people now are saying save our children and still against guns. Now,
wow.
Wait a minute. If this is not mind control at the highest level of stupidity, wow.
It's a setup.
Pelosi's husband apparently got a DWI, too.
Yeah, and he'll get away with it because he's part of the Democrats.
Yeah.
They're above the law, so that don't count.
And it don't matter that he was drunk driving and killed his own brother back in the 60s.
No.
Right.
No.
Well, I guess
the DA in Polk County where I'm from, he got a DWI driving a government car, and it was all video. It was all over Facebook. And he just got a slap on the wrist and got canned out of, or got transferred. I didn't get fired. Got transferred from Polk County to St. Croix County.
Now, I got one better. Our so-called Mayor Benjamin left his inaugural party drunk and hit and maimed one of the ladies that was a waitress at the inaugural party, and because he's a fucking mayor, he got off with it. Oh, you know what they did? They just allowed him to become part of Congress.
Wow.
Well, and, you know, with the midterm elections coming up, the Democrats are going to cheat. I'm telling you right now, doesn't matter who you vote for, it's going to be no different than 2020 election. They are going to steal the election again.
Of course.
People are put into place. Right now, there is a huge caravan coming across the border. They are giving them money, social security, jobs.
Now that they're trying to ban the guns, they'll be giving our guns to them.
But it's okay to give millions of and billions of dollars to Ukraine and give them weapons and praise their government for handing out weapons to the civilians.
Yep.
To help
and
fight
secure, and securing their border.
Right. But that's okay. We're America. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, this is not going to be the land of the free very long. This is not going to be the last country with freedom. They are taking it as we speak. I mean, every week I say the same shit, and I guess people don't believe.
No, they don't.
I mean, we have been saying this shit everything that we say on this radio show, we've been saying this for so long. Be prepared. Food shortages. Baby formula shortages. I'm like, when do you have to wake up to see all this? You think, you know, the gas right now is so high, people are not able to afford long vacations because of the gas shortage.
Yep.
Inflation.
Oh, it bumped up to $4.29 here now.
It's $4.85 in my town.
Wow.
Where do you see what comes up next? Because it's already started here in the South. They're putting signs up on the pumps that they are out of the 87 octane. So you have to purchase premium or above.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's another way they're going to gouge you.
I mean, people, you have to wake up. America better wake up. We need to start fighting for our rights. They are doing everything they can to destroy America. They want a new world order. It is happening. One world currency. How much more do you have to go through to see this shit? I would really like for somebody to call in that is saying, no, this ain't true, and we would have a debate, an adult conversation over this.
And they won't.
Because they know that we're speaking the truth. This is not
exactly
hearsay. This is not, I mean, we're not bullshitting around, man. I mean, we see it. Here in America is being destroyed.
And they're giving
and
you the warning.
Yes. But people are ignoring it. That's what I don't get.
Because those
How
are the ones. That,
destruction?
That's because those well, are the ones. Those are the ones that follow. Oh, yes, my government will save me. This is all just conspiracy theories, and it'll all be settled at one point or another, but we got to stick behind our man, even though he's fucking us over the coals three times to Sunday.
I mean, you got to be a total fucking moron if you think the government is going to take care of you. You have got to be an absolute idiot, failed your education, and whether you went to college or not and you believe this shit. You're an absolute fucking moron. You do not deserve to be in America. Go to a third world country and see how they live. I've been to third world countries. I've seen what goes on. But the idiocy is running rampant, man.
Until they experience it, they will never know or feel what we've seen and what we've done.
And that'll be
And
too
that's
late.
Why I say, that's why I always say, just take a trip one time, South America, freaking Philippines, wherever you want to go. Take a trip and walk through the streets.
Well, I got a question for you. And this, I would love to hear this. How many of you paid attention to the Johnny Depp trial bullshit?
Didn't watch a single thing about it.
Fuck them assholes. They're all high-paid
all right.
idiots.
I know. I figured you two would say that. I want to know, and I want to hear callers. I want to see the boards light up with calls. How many people actually paid attention to the Johnny Depp trial? And here's why I'm going to say this. There has been 3 fires per month so far of food distribution centers. How many heard about that?
Yep.
Not a word. Well, I guess I heard about it, but I heard about it on here.
Well, right here in Illinois, there's been 4 food distribution centers mysteriously catch on fire.
Yep.
Hey, look at this hand. But don't pay attention to this hand.
Exactly.
Okay. And I got a big question for you because it just happened like 3 days ago. The so-called fire department of Mexico City started a so-called control burn, which is out of control. And guess where it's hitting?
Food distribution?
Just take a wild guess at what it's taking out.
I would have to say warehouses with food.
I'm talking live animals, farmland, anything you get in a grocery store is being demolished because they said, oops, we started a control fire, but oops, it got out of control.
Okay, I got to bring this up real quick. I had just got into my town. It was $4.88 this morning for gas when I left. It is now $4.99 a gallon for unleaded. Diesel is $5.99 a gallon.
Well, like I said, brother, wait till you start seeing the signs I've seen all around town here today. About 87 octane is no longer in service because they don't have it, so they say.
Well, and I heard this one, that Biden does not control any of the gas prices or gouging or any of that shit.
Well, he's the reason for it.
Exactly. The first day he got in so-called office, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline in America. What was it, 48 or 49,000 people lost their job very first day.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 60 or 70,000.
And that's the fucking number. That's the fucking number that he's trying to stick by, saying, oh, I created all these jobs.
He didn't create shit.
No.
He has destroyed jobs. And I yep. and I'll tell you what, all
not just jobs,
America,
businesses too.
People that own businesses are begging people to come work for them. Why? You can make more money sitting at home. How does that work? How can I
nope.
make money? I tell you what, I'm tired of working my ass off.
Well, the places that I've applied here, I've had applications in there for 2-3 months, and they don't call you back. And I mentioned that to a few different people, and it ain't just me. They've been doing it to everybody.
That's really surprising.
No, I think it's because they see it's Lorna applying, and they say, oh, hell no.
Yeah, that could be.
You're probably right.
That's what I thought at first, but after I talked to a few people, no, that's not the case.
But, Lorna, there's only so many supermodel jobs available. Hello.
oh,
for
my Alpo. Gosh.
For Alpo.
Puppy milk don't count.
I'll tell you what, if she was on the cover of an Alpo commercial, I sure as hell would go out and buy that food for my dog.
How's it going, Phil?
Hell, I might even eat it. Might have to with Biden's inflation.
Yeah,
that
no
ain't
shit.
No joke. All right, y'all, I just pulled in and I'm hungry.
Oh, here we go.
God bless.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, he's scared of me. Eight. Every time I get on, he runs off.
Well, I've got to do this shit again tomorrow and Saturday, too. But
I've been working 11 days since last Saturday, and I got like 5 more days of that to go.
Oh, wow. I worked 12.
I had to work
every,
Memorial
I've been
Day.
Working 12 for a long time.
Yeah, but you worked 3 days. 3 days.
Yep.
Try me over.
All right, y'all. Have a good night. God bless.
God bless you, brother.
Bye, brother.
So what
I'm getting views of the hotel I'm staying in for the weekend for my wife.
Look at this shit. Oh.
Well, your wife is kicking you out of the house, so you got to get a hotel.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're leaving tomorrow morning. For her boss is celebrating their 20-year anniversary.
You see this?
And it's all expense paid vacation to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, nice.
Damn.
And she's showing
Tennessee.
Me the rooms right now.
Oh, my God, dude. This is like some shit, man.
Well, it's extra for the bed bugs.
Yeah. I'm going to knock you out, bro.
Oh, don't even, you're going to have a really beautiful bed, but you got to ask for pillows. They charge extra for that, too.
Hey, I ain't paying for it. I don't care. It's my money.
Hey, you know, just be advised, the continental breakfast is curry.
Will you quit?
No, I'm kidding. You're going to have a great time.
Well, all the coworkers keep on telling her, you know, hey, Stephanie, we're starting to drink at 8 in the morning on the bus there.
Bullshit. Hey, fuck
you.
I ain't doing that shit.
Oh, yeah? No, that's because it's hair of the dog, because they were drinking till like 4 in the morning the night before. Deb, you better take your anxiety medicine with you.
Hey, I take my anxiety medicine everywhere I go.
Hey, man, there's plenty of distilleries. There's my anxiety medicine.
Nice. Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Wow.
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow morning.
What's famous about Gatlinburg? I just don't remember. Remind me.
I don't know.
The distillery.
The distillery, right? Isn't that the
Moonshine.
Jim Beam, right?
Moonshine.
Jim or Jack. Jack.
Beam,
yeah, but I think they do have like a Jim or Jack Daniels distillery there too.
Oh yeah, I like that. Jack.
Jim Beam. Jim Beam, because
Jim Beam.
Is from Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
But they're famous for all the distilleries for making pure shine.
Well, I thought that was North Carolina. Now you got me confused. You said Tennessee,
well,
right?
Yeah. In the backwoods where your brother took me to.
Which brother?
Mm-hmm. And the house.
They had that radiator hanging up in the tree.
Oh yeah. The
well,
wife
that's
comes
really
out
nice.
With a shot. Wife comes out with a shotgun and says, "Who are you?"
Uh huh. Oh.
But yeah,
20-year wedding anniversary or 20 years anniversary of the business?
Yeah. The business.
Oh, okay. Oh, that means so like I said, he can retire now.
Yeah, well, he's got another business too. So I mean, he's obviously can afford it because he's paying for everybody and their spouses.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Except for I can't wait till Saturday night because that's the banquet night. And
open bar.
All the women have to have their shirts on of what they think of them.
Huh? No, we don't.
That's what you said?
The shirts were what? No, they're like certificates you get for being Mr. Fix, Mr. or Mrs. Fix It, or MacGyver, or Messy Death.
And I said asshole. So I guess he's going to get the shirt with asshole on it.
No. Stephanie, you should wear the shirt that says Johnny Depp and Amber Heard forever.
No. I might get shot by my coworker.
Because apparently he did not do anything special with that liquor bottle.
No. He did not.
He was not guilty of it. He categorically denied having relations with that woman.
That was
Clinton. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot that.
I was dropping her off at work today, and there's a girl that goes, her name is Fabuloso.
No, her name is Fabian.
or Fabian, whatever. And Stephanie goes, "This is fabulous." And I'm like, "Thank you." And she's like, "I ain't talking to you."
They make that Fabuloso here in Mexico. It's something we clean the floors with. I'm not kidding.
I'm serious.
I don't.
Yeah, I guess it's the only time it's cool when a guy eats the worm, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only time that women get horny around it.
Hell, most women pass out if they eat the worm.
Right.
They're throwing up all night. Then they're throwing up all night long, and you're holding their hair back from falling in the toilet. Ruins you, Dad.
No.
Ruins you. Ruins
you know
everything.
All about your
never,
sister, huh?
Never let them eat the worm. Never. Not if you want to have a good time. Give them a gummy worm. They won't know the difference.
Yeah, that's Warner. Warner loves that shit.
Oh yeah, right.
why she doesn't?
She can't have beer anymore.
She has dentures because she gives the gummy worm.
Yeah.
I don't have dentures.
Gummy dentures.
My one tooth is all mine.
And I bite so softly.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking something. I was thinking out loud.
Oh, here we go again.
Lorna's pretending like she can't hear now.
Yep. I do a lot of good selective listening.
We know.
Selective. Oh, no, you hear everything. You just don't always respond to it, right?
I just
hey, so what are you guys talking about today?
Like, what's going on?
What is going on?
I guess they got laws starting in place about taking our guns away again.
Uh-oh, Democrats are at it again, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. They're bringing in the red flag laws again.
We got to stick Marlon Brando back up on the signs. Remember Marlon Brando?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He was, like, part of the NRA, and he says, when you pry this gun from my cold, dead fingers?
Yep.
That was him, right? That was him that said that, I think.
No. That was Charles, or, oh, shit.
Clint Easterwood?
No.
No, I think it was, I thought it was Marlon Brando.
No. Heston.
Charleston Heston.
Charleston Heston.
Don't sound right.
Yeah, he was all NRA from the beginning.
So, I think Marlon Brando was too. I need to do a fact check on that one. Here I am quoting people incorrectly.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of actors and a lot of famous people that paid into it, but Charlton Heston was the main man.
And you know, he didn't get the notoriety that Marlon Brando did. That's funny.
No, but Charlton Heston was the main guy from the early, gosh, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's early 70s.
Google, here we come. Who said, when you pry this from my cold, dead fingers?
Oh, that was, shit, Civil War. I forget his name. Come on, man. You got the answer right there in front of you.
No, it doesn't hear me while I'm talking with you guys. So.
Siri said, you're screwed.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oops, hit the wrong button again. I should put my glasses on, old fucker.
Dun, 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 dun.
Answer is the Daily Double.
Well, while he's looking that up, allow me to repeat myself. If you're not a member of the Defender 7, please do. Click on, type in the search box in all capital letters, Defender 7. And also, check out and subscribe to our website, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. That's disaster relief, shit hits the fan situations, you name it. It's 100%. That's the only way that we can do what we do here in the Defender 7. So, by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We're also on YouTube. Be sure to go over there and hit that subscribe button. We're always on Blog Talk Radio. We enjoy when you call in with your own thoughts and opinions. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And if you're too shy to call in, be sure to click on our Blog Talk Radio, which is also live during our broadcast. Was that enough time for you, brother?
Yeah, I got it. All right. So it was a slogan used by the National Rifle Association, and you were right, Charleston Heston did use the slogan, but it did not originate there. It originated from another gun rights group called the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in Bellevue, Washington.
I got another answer for it.
Uh-huh.
I got Anthony Jeselnik on his 2013 TV show. The Jeselnik offensive said they can have my gun when they pry it from my curious 6-year-old cold dead hands.
That's not funny.
No. That's what it says.
Yeah, it was used by the NRA on bumper stickers. Another slogan that's often used is, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Exactly, which needs to come back now that they're trying to force these BS laws on us. And what I don't get is that they're trying to do the red flag laws again, which didn't work in the past. What makes you think they're going to work now?
True, true, true. It says it's a slogan popularized by the National Rifle Association. It is a variation of a slogan mentioned in a 1976 report from the Senate Judiciary Committee subcommittee to investigate juvenile delinquency. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they're investigating juvenile looting. Delinquency, and they came up with that slogan.
Yep.
The original.
About
but the original version came from that other gun rights group, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Bellevue. And it was used by Charleston Heston because he was one of the NRA spokespersons. It's also used in American politics and different media appearances. And even Jim Carrey in 1913 had a single called Cold Dead Hand. Wikipedia, that's the source. Not a very good one, but...
Right.
Well, I kind of have like an agreement on some things. I believe a handgun should be allowed for personal protection, and I believe a rifle or shotgun should be allowed for personal protection or to feed yourself. I don't believe a submachine gun should be allowed, and I don't think children should be allowed.
To a certain extent, I do agree with you, but like I told you the other night, the younger that you teach your children the safety, and it's not a game, and it's not a plaything, and you take them to the range a couple times, I don't care how far-fetched you think your child's mind is, that they're not responsible, they're not up to par for your purpose, take them out on the range. I guarantee you, if you teach them safety from day one, and I'm thinking on experience. My dad had me at the ranges when I was 5 years old. You know what it taught me? The same thing I taught all my kids. I got five kids, and they all know. If you go to a friend's house and they say, hey, look what my mom and pop got in the bedroom, they know to turn, run out that house, because it's not a plaything. Nowadays, it's too easy, because, and they should. So this is my second part. My second opinion on that, Phil, is I feel parents should be held accountable for what the kid does.
Yep.
And with saying that, 9 times out of 10, if you look at it and really research it, they got the gun from their dad or their mom's hiding place.
But
now,
do you think
irresponsible parent?
Yeah, but do you think that parents are not held accountable because parents are no longer allowed to discipline their children?
Yes, but that's why I threw that in there, because the parents right now, because of what's going on in schools, other than the shootings, They're getting demonized anyway. But I don't care who you are. If your kid takes your gun from your hiding place, you should be charged. And that's where all these gun rights idiots, just like PETA and just like your Greenpeace, that's where they go off the walls, because in their minds, that's all they know is, oh no, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah, well, here's the situation in Uvalde. That as soon as the guy turned legal age, 18 years old, he went out and legally purchased the weapons that he did that massacre with.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So
and that's
that's
exact statement. Think about what you just said. Now, mm-hmm. You are a very intelligent man.
Not
think about what you just
obviously
said.
That's why you brought that up.
But think about what you just said. Does it make sense?
An 18-year-old shouldn't be able to afford that kind of a gun.
It wasn't
that,
just one gun.
It was two.
Right.
Were you coming up with $5,000 to buy two guns plus another $800 for the pistol that you're not supposed to have anyway because you're 18 years old?
Because of our economy. Because our economy, people need to sell things, so they're willing to give credits and let you make payments. You can buy a $1,000 telephone for $40 a month. So,
right, but again,
there's a lot
a handgun, a handgun especially, throughout every state, there is not one state that states that you can purchase a handgun at 18 years old. You can purchase all the rifles if you want.
In Texas, you can.
Oh,
in Texas, you can.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's news to me. Because it's 21 years old throughout every other state in this continent.
That's one of the things that Congress is trying to make a federal law, that you must be 21 to buy a gun, because you don't have to be 21 in a lot of states.
Nah.
You
I'm
better
telling
go
you,
research
man.
That. You better go research that.
I have. And the reason why I have is because I have a 19-year-old daughter that I trust backing my ass up in a gunfight anytime. And she's not allowed to purchase a handgun.
But look what Democratic state you live in.
We're mostly Republican down here. Democrats are because
Democrats
when they threw up Biden signs on people's front lawns, people put friggin' shotgun pellets through them, and they took them down.
That's now, but that's not when these laws were enacted.
But that's what I'm saying, Phil. As long as I can remember and know, unless it's just some other law, but any part of this country, you can't have a handgun unless you're 21 years old. You can buy shotguns, rifles, anything you want, but you cannot purchase a pistol, and you cannot purchase, which cracks me the fuck up, you can't purchase ammunition for it unless it's 21.
What?
What's that, Lorna?
And there's one state I remember somebody talking about it. Purchase a gun, but they can't purchase the ammunition until they're 21.
You're breaking up, babe. I didn't hear a word you said.
I said, which state was it that you could purchase a gun, but you cannot purchase ammunition until you're 21?
Michigan.
Ah, I knew there was one out there, which that makes no sense at all.
No, but if you look in each state's rules, it states right there. Anyone under the age of 21 cannot purchase a handgun, and even if they do, they can't buy the ammo with it. But you can purchase a shotgun, a rifle, an AR-15, anything you want,
as an 18-year-old adult. And that's what cracks me up about our law here. Savannah can walk up and down the streets with an AR-15 on her back, but she can't have a pistol on her.
That makes no sense at all.
No. Just like their so-called open carry law here. The only way you can open carry is if you got a concealed weapons permit. And we have legislation right now fighting that. Because, I mean, you don't know who's legally allowed to carry, for one. You don't know what felons are out there.
Right.
But number two, all it's doing is putting a target on your back that, hey, cops are going to harass you to see your concealed permit just for showing a weapon outside your clothing.
Now, I was talking to the neighbor kid of my brother's, and he said that if you have a concealed and carry permit, they don't need permission to search your car.
See, that's where they're getting into the gray part of the law in certain states. And that's what they really need to look at before they sit here saying, well, we're going to make sure that we do the red flag law. We're going to make sure that we go and bust even law-abiding citizens just to make sure that they got what they say they got. All it is just to know what you got in your house. I'm going to tell you what. Only weapons that are registered underneath my name were bought through a freaking store.
Right.
Does that mean that I'm not allowed to have the other ones I got?
Oh,
hell no.
Yeah, well, here. Okay, so here's the deal. Okay, so a person under 21 by federal law cannot purchase a handgun, but they can possess one. It goes on to say, Alabama, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia each allow for the possession of handguns by those under the age of 21. In Alabama, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Virginia, the age requirement is 18 to possess a handgun. New Mexico sets the age at 19, and Vermont allows for 16. They can't purchase it, but they're allowed to possess it.
Now, South Carolina is one of the biggest offenders. About the laws, because the only way that Savannah is allowed to have my handgun is as long as she's in my house and somebody's breaking in the front, side, or back door.
Right. I get it.
But she cannot carry it.
Oh, she can possess it. She just can't purchase it.
No. See, that's what I'm talking about, the gray lines. Yeah, that sounds great in writing, but you let her get caught going to pick her boyfriend up, and she's got a pistol in the car.
Okay, now that could be oops.
Well, they're saying she's allowed to have possession of it.
Check your test messages.
And, again, they're contradicting themselves.
Mm-hmm. So it's...
Because, like I said, Phil, I'm telling you, it's
I've been fighting this for the longest time, and
the entire article.
And that's why I brought up the fact of training kids at a young age, no matter what you think's going through their head, whatever. You get them interested in something. You see how quick. Let's take firearms away from it. Take them out and throw a football with them. How interested are they with you while you're throwing that football with them? Their
Arizona gun laws.
Right on, their
check
eyes
this out.
Are
here's,
right on you.
Here's another one. Arizona gun laws. You must be 18-year-old to buy a gun in a private sale, but 21 from a dealer with a federal license.
Yes.
So if you got a federal license to sell weapons, then the person must be 21. But if you're a private dealer, you can sell to an 18-year-old.
Again, that's contradictory to law.
Appeals court. Dealers can sell handguns to 18 years old. That's in Virginia. So state laws override federal laws, and when they do, they just don't get the federal funding.
Right.
So, yeah, so every state, every federal law, you're right, the federal law says you must be 21, but almost every state has something that overrides that, and they don't really care about the funding.
Right. That's why I possess two concealed weapons permits. My South Carolina one and a Utah
Texas,
one.
Texas, you don't need one now. You don't need a concealed and you don't need an open carry. You don't need a permit to have a weapon.
Right, but if I come into your state, if I walk out with my pistol showing on my side without my second concealed permit, I go to jail, no questions asked. If I don't have
buddy
PWP.
Yep. That's your state, I think. But there's also some rules
about
state lines. State lines.
That's why I'm telling you. I have a South Carolina one. It only covers a couple states where the reciprocity. I can't say that freaking word. Reciprocatory, where they acknowledge our CWP. Now, for those states that don't do that with South Carolina, that's why I got the Utah, because it covers the other states. And that's what I'm saying. If I didn't have that Utah permit and I came to visit you and I just walked up to your house and everybody and their brother saw my sidearm and they called the cops in, I'm going to jail because I'm not legally allowed to carry in your state. Now, with my Utah permit, I am.
So my point of it all, Bobby, is that no matter what the federal government says, they can hoop and holler and bitch and say we're going to take away your guns and all of this. The individual state is going to say, go fuck yourself.
Very true, which is what they should be telling Biden right now.
Wish they could. Biden only has control over the federal programs.
But he's worried about 9mm. What about our freaking cop killers? What about what I carry in all my weapons, which is legal by the way, which are hollow points?
Yeah, they're not going to get rid of
it. U.S. Marshal, if you're going to carry a weapon, you want one that's going to stop the threat immediately.
Yep. Well, I
Guess what?
The only problem I have with a lot of 9mm is they don't have safety.
Mine now does.
Yeah. I've already had two, and they don't have safeties, and so you have to keep the clip and keep the chamber empty. You can't keep it loaded. The other people want you to put locks on them. Well, by the time you get the lock on it, you put the clip in it, you're already dead.
Why would you have an empty gun on you?
That's the point, because
that gun is not going
to
fire unless you pull that out of your holster and squeeze that trigger.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but all the safety trainings that you go to, make sure the clip is empty, the clip is out of the gun, and there's no bullets in the chamber, and then put the lock on it, and, you know, by the time you got the lock off, and that's keep your kids from killing themselves, I guess. Little ones.
Right.
But why would you leave it laying around to begin with?
That's like New Jersey. They don't want you to have a gun. Why do you think I moved out of that state? Now, I travel back and forth. And, yeah, I'm taking a big chance, but you know what? You want to lock me up for having my weapon on me? Go for it. I want to fight you in court on it. That's the problem today. Nobody challenges the court. So you
Nobody
really
can afford
don't
to.
Know your rights.
Nobody can afford to.
Hey, you don't need a lawyer. You can walk in there. I'm telling you, I went through it. Been there, done that. You don't need a lawyer. It's the point that you challenge what they're trying to force down your fucking throat that you know is not true. And you bring it up on anything you've got, paper-wise, your phone, whatever. You bring it up so that you got shit that backs your ass up. And this is that's the way I train and teach people. Don't take my word for it, because I'm telling you, I know the law, but, yes, do I break the law when I go to Jersey? Yes, and you know why? Because I carry hollow points, and hollow points are illegal as hell in Jersey. But if I get stopped by a cop, they cannot open up my gun safe that's in my vehicle to check to see what I've got in my gun in my cabinet without a warrant. And that's what I mean by challenging. If it's locked, I don't care if it's sitting next to your leg. I don't care if the fucking key's sitting in it. They can't force you to open it up. No law enforcement officer or federal officer can force you to open that box.
Nope. But they can sit you on the side of the road for 2 hours while they get that search warrant.
I've been there, done that. And even with a search warrant, they weren't allowed to open that box because it's a federally concealed fucking box. It says it's right on the side of them.
Like, you know, I guess, you know,
it cannot be open.
South Carolina laws.
I'm not talking South
different.
Carolina. I'm telling you,
Texas.
This is New Jersey. I travel from South Carolina to New Jersey. And the same
Why
difference of going through, everybody gets all freaked out. Oh, you're on 95. You go through D.C. to get to Jersey. Oh, you can't carry in D.C. Hello. You can carry on 95 because it's not in downtown D.C. And even them cops will tell you that. So that's what I mean about contradictory of laws, and there's too many of them. For too many states, they all need to come together and set one rule for every student if they're going to go that route.
Well, I wish them luck, because every state is not going to abide by just one blanketed rule. Every, you know, some politicians got to be different somewhere.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't think they should take our weapons rights away. I do agree there should be limitations. And one of them would be a psychiatric background.
I was just going to say, the biggest thing, and that's what you and I both agreed on the other night, is mental health.
Yep. The other thing is, I don't think they should have, like, machine gun type weapons, multiple, like, there should be a limit on how many rounds you should be allowed to have in a chamber. Even the hunting laws, you're only allowed to have
four or five
shells.
Now you're getting personal, because I have weapons that date back even before the Civil War, that date back to the Civil War. Does that mean I'm not allowed to have them?
Well, you know,
I'm just asking, Phil.
If it's an antique collector's piece, then you shouldn't have a firing pin.
Oh, so I should not be able to fire my weapon, no matter what age it is.
I don't know, Bobby. I'm just trying to figure out how we can make this place better. I don't know the right answer to the question. I don't think it's fair that you should have to modify your collector's piece and not be allowed to shoot it. But, I mean, where do you draw the line?
That's what I was getting to. That's why I was asking you that.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer it.
Phil, believe me. Ask Stephanie. I've been thrown off the Senate floor in D.C. for bringing up questions like that. I mainly got thrown out for voicing my concerns for veterans, my veteran brother and sisters. But they didn't throw me out until I was done talking, because all the other veterans of World War II, Vietnam, they all stood up and held back the Secret Service and said, you're going to let this boy talk. So, yes, I am not allowed on the Senate floor of our own Capitol building for life.
You're a bad boy, Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
Bad boy, bad boy.
Well, why do you think they keep on calling me every time I have one of these shows? Oh, don't do your show tonight if you know it's good for you. Well, if you know where I live at, come see me.
Well, I have an idea for you, Bobby. I think you need to have a 50-part series discussing state laws for guns. And you do each state per show. You have a 50-part series on gun laws per state and loopholes and pros and cons of their laws.
I will do that again. I have done that in the past. I will do it again.
Just a suggestion, yeah.
Again,
that's a good idea. But
again,
actually, I think you should state laws to all.
I understand where you come from, but
it boggles my mind
that you're worried about having a bullet in your chamber.
No, it's because I'm not comfortable with the weapon not having a safety on it. I'll tell you why. Do you know how many fingers I've sewn back on in the emergency room just because an accidental misfire? Even a sheriff.
But there is two safeties, even though there is no safety.
Yeah, you're the first safety.
Yep.
But
and the second safety is that nobody can get a hold of that weapon except for
well, that's
you.
Still you. That's still you. You have to be
exactly.
the responsible owner of it. So that's still one safety.
No, it's two. It's a two part.
I see your point, but you know, there's a Murphy's Law thing that if something bad can go happen, it will happen.
It's just
but I just want you to know, it's just a personal preference. I would prefer that the weapons have safeties on them. From what I've seen and experienced in the field of medicine.
And I respect
and
that.
And in real life, before Angelo came along, there was a guy there, his name was Tucker. He's a one-armed guy. Tucker and my mom had some friends, and I went to school with their daughter. Well, me and the kids are at home sleeping, and all of a sudden they bring my friend from school, the daughter, and all their children over to my house, and I have to watch them. I'm the oldest one there because my mom and Tucker were sitting on the front porch when their friend killed himself because earlier that night someone had came along and threatened them, and he pulled out his weapon, a .45 with hollow point, and said, "Leave or I will shoot you." The guy left without a problem. Well, this particular .45 had two safeties on it. He had turned one safety off and had one safety on. He started describing the incident that night to my mom and my dad, stepdad at the time, and he put it up to his own head, and he put the other safety off, thinking he was putting the other safety on, now both safeties off, and he blew his brains out. And so it was so traumatic that us kids grew up scared of guns because of something perfectly innocent and simple. But, you know, it's not scared, it's respect. More of a respect than a scared thing.
And that's where I was getting to, especially with you teaching Trey. Now is the good age. You don't think so, but I'm telling you. You take him to the range, and you show him everything you know about that weapon and that it's not a play toy, and you drill that into him. And I guarantee you, after the third time you take him to the range, he's going to take everything that he did, that you did to show him, and show you that he is ready and willing and enough knowledge to operate that weapon. Believe me, I got your
sister. I agree with you. No, I agree with you on that. But I also don't agree with is I know my son, and yeah, maybe after three times, yeah, it'll finally get through. But do I even really want him? Like I said, keeping guns in my house is just not the thing I want to do. I just
all right.
Don't,
well, what about when he goes to a friend's house?
It's Toby.
I don't think I'm going to let my 9-year-old carry a gun to a friend's house, or 11-year-old.
I'm not saying carrying a gun. I'm saying what about when your child goes to a friend's house and the friend's parents got a gun and the friend knows where this gun is. That's where your children get shot and killed.
Okay, I see where you're going with it. Yeah, you're right. Gun safety is very important, yes.
Believe me.
And he already knows that because, you know, we had the night.
I have five children, and they're all in their late 20s and 30s now. And I have taken each one of my kids and taught them from day one when they were 5 years old up. And I told them, you do not point this at anybody. It's not a game. It's not a play toy. And after a couple times taking them to the range, I just stepped back and watched them do what I taught them to do. And believe me, I have a partial autistic son.
And let me tell you something. There's only two things in this world that this kid is excellent at. One is shooting. The other one is tattooing. And he is 29 years old right now. And has a son of his own.
All right. Well, thank you for the lecture. And thank you for your feedback. And I just have
I don't mean to take it out. If it sounded taking anything out on you, I apologize.
No, I don't accept it that way. No, I don't see it that way. And I do appreciate the feedback. It's just I'm still trying to come to terms with it. But I want to know, what do you think should be done about what's going on right now? Just let it pass? It's just political?
Okay.
I mean, 21 people are dead in Uvalde, and it's political, maybe?
Right. And you're not going to like my answer to it, but my own...
No, I mean, but what do you think should be done?
This is my own opinion, is this kid showed signs on social media of all places. And you mean to tell me the FBI knew about it, but they did not step in, they did not call the local authorities, and they didn't do their job. It's not all Texas' fault. This is higher than Texas. But my own personal feeling is, and my own personal opinion on it all, because that's not the only shooting that happened. We've had several shootings since that day. We've got 12 killed in Tulsa, plus two cops.
There's one happened today, too.
Yeah,
did you hear
that's
about that?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, at the funeral. Yeah. And
so
then remember I told you about what happened at my clinic?
Yes, and you said...
Well, and that's exactly what happened in Tulsa. It was a surgeon who did a surgery on a guy who was not happy with the pain that he was having, and I'm with pain management clinic, and I got a lot of drug seekers. Oh, my God, everybody wants to kill you.
No, but my opinion is the whole point of it is, and you said it yourself just a minute ago, it's all political. Because if you look at the backgrounds of these shooters, and I'm even going back, way back, to Sandy Hook, Columbine, if you really did a lot of research, look at who purchased the weapons for them or how they acquired them is a better word. Anytime that a certain party doesn't want something to happen or wants something to happen, and it doesn't go their way, what do? To blow you, us Americans, off to make us think about something else. What do? You cause chaos. Now, again, like I said, my own opinion, but just like me being called and the rest of us here in the Defender 7 being called conspiracy theorists, every so-called conspiracy that we brought up was brought out to light as being yes, not fake.
Once again, my question is, what do you think should be done? And you're roundabout weighing saying nothing.
Oh. When it comes to it all, yeah, I agree with the laws. If you abide by the law of checking my background, you doing your NCIC, your federal check, yes, 100%. But if anything dings on my report at all, and medications included, Yes, should be reported.
Yeah, medication, but not all medications are reported. Only controlled medications. Not all psychotropic medications are controlled, so they're not reported, except to the local pharmacy.
Right.
But I think a psychiatric eval should be part of gun licensing law.
Yes. In a sense,
But once again, if you take the guns away from legal people, the ones that are going to have the guns are illegal. They're going to get the guns illegally. So by putting restrictions on purchasing isn't going to prevent anything.
No, it's not. But okay, now I want to ask you a serious question. Where do you think these criminals are getting the guns from?
Don't know.
I could tell you right now. I know you're not a dumb man, and you'll be like, "Oh shit!"
I can get a gun from a gangster next, you know, in my neighborhood. I can get a gun.
Right, but where does that gangster get the gun from?
Who knows? It's that gun with that doesn't have serial numbers on it.
It don't matter. I can tell you, especially if they don't have serial numbers on them. I can tell you.
Well, they don't
exactly
have serial numbers on them because they've been used. Yeah, they come from other places.
No.
A lot of the illegal guns that I can get my hands on come from Mexico.
No. I'm going to shock the shit out of you. Because it's every local law enforcement agency that supposedly destroys weapons. It's a known fact. Those guns come up missing before they're supposed to be destroyed. They're marked off as destroyed. But when a crime happens with it, and they really dig into it, and they bring up the serial numbers from how the, because you can never get rid of a serial number. I don't care what you try on it. You'll be able to bring that back up. And when these crime labs bring them up, and they find out that these guns were logged in at a local police department, and supposedly destroyed.
Well, I guess, yeah. There's corruption everywhere for sure.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know. They can come in and take all my guns all they want. I'll always find a way of getting one.
You can get a gun anywhere.
But that's where those criminal guns come from. A majority of them come right from your local police departments.
Do you know when I love America the most? When I turn off the media. And I
when
just
you what?
Live by it. When I turn off the media and I'm oblivious to what's going on, and that's when I love this country the most.
I haven't watched or listened to any of these freaking fake ass news.
Well, I don't listen to I listen to like certain sources and things like that. But my point is I was never so worried or concerned until I actually started listening to them, no matter what source it was coming from.
Right. Well, I mean, I only look at my local breaking news.
Yep. And when I was driving trucks going all over the U.S., all 48 and up into Canada, never listening to news or politics or nothing, this is a great country.
Yes.
Now, the more that I listen to this socialized bullshit, the more paranoid I'm becoming. And I don't like this feeling, Bobby.
I know. And that's why we're here. Yeah. Like, that's it, man. I didn't just throw this group together just to say, hey guys, it's a place to hang out.
Lorna, you were saying something.
I said I agree with that one, but I don't remember what I agreed to.
Hey, Lorna, you agreed to have a threesome.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That I wouldn't do.
You said you wanted Phil so bad.
Don't keep doing them. Right.
I had one planned last night, but the other two people didn't show up.
That is my brother, and I don't need to know anything.
Hey, Steph, close your ears.
No.
My nickname's Motorboat.
You are my brother. I don't.
Oh, she loves it when I motorboat her.
Okay, I don't need to hear that.
She loves it when I go.
Didn't I tell her to close her ears? Put your earmuffs on.
I do that now in front of Savannah. And Savannah's like, that's gross.
Yeah, my luck, Bobby's gonna be listening. She'll be sending you some more of those long distance relationship things. She showed me it.
That's my girl.
She's gonna be like, Bobby, do you motorboat?
Yup. I motorboat a skin boat. And my wife's asking if we like our lives.
We do. We love our lives. And because we have women like our lives, it makes it fun.
She just threatened us.
Well, that's fun. That's fun to be threatened. Makes you feel like somebody's listening to you.
Turns me
when
on.
They don't, it's when they don't threaten you is when you got to worry.
All right, honey, just make sure you got the whips and the chains ready. I'll be in a little bit.
Stephanie, you're chopping up. I'm your brother, and I just want to warn you. When you were chopping up, it sounded like you said you were wet and you were bald, and I just. Did you hear that, Lorna? You heard it too, right?
Yep, I heard it.
Lorna Hutch.
But if you get closer to the microphone, you might not be chopping up so much, and you'll actually make sense.
Do I ever make sense?
You always make sense, kiddo. You probably got the most sense of any of us.
No, she's senseless.
From the waist up.
Get that motorboat warmed up, baby.
You heard me right, Bobby. She's senseless from the waist up.
She's walking in there shaking her head.
I'm waiting to hear the broken dishes. I know, Steph. The dishes are fixing to break.
Nah. Her face was beet red, dude, and I ain't seen that in a long time.
Well, tell her I love her. I'm just picking on her.
Or Steph.
Hey, Lorna, you got to do me
a
favor, though. You got to do
What's
me
that?
A favor.
What?
You got to message Savannah either tonight or tomorrow and say that you're in Columbia and you're swinging by.
Okay.
Any hookup? Any hookup?
Because we're not going to be here this weekend.
Oh.
She's going to be by herself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I should show up there with a clown outfit.
Killer clown.
Yup. She's afraid of clowns. No, but seriously, you message her and say, hey, I hear your parents are away for the weekend. I'm in Columbia. I'm coming by right now.
Yeah, I was just talking to this one girl I work with, Serena. She used to live up in Union. I said, oh, shit, road trip. First stop, Bobby's. Second trip, Union.
Yeah, Union's not far.
He said it's like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, we were all up in them. That was one of the properties we wanted to look at.
But you live
in
Tennessee, right, Lorna? Lorna, you live in Tennessee, right? Well, and Bobby's going to Tennessee, right? Is that what you're talking about? You're going to go meet him?
No.
I'll be
Man, you should invite her to Gettysburg.
Her.
Invite her to Gettysburg anyway. 5 hours is nothing. I drive 5 hours going from Brownsville to Sugar Land.
I got to work.
No. That's why I was telling her to message Savannah and tell her that she's in Columbia, that she's going to swing by and... What's the inside on that? She's going to have my car. And she's got a boyfriend. Need I say more?
Oh. Well, no, all you got to do is look for stain on the driver's seat.
Why the driver's seat? I ain't worried about the car. She's going to have the house to herself.
But there's cameras. where's your nanny cam at there, Bobby?
I can't tell you because Lorna couldn't find it when she was here.
Oh, whatever.
Well, my grandson just turned 2, and they're having a birthday party for him on Saturday. And Savannah's going out to the birthday party, but she'll be here alone tomorrow and Saturday night.
Oh, shit. Party time.
Yeah, that's why I said. Message her and tell her you're in Columbia and you need a place to stay.
I will do that. That's not a problem. Because we know how I am. I just take off and go wherever, whenever.
I know. I know exactly. And she would believe that.
I know she would. I tell her I'm swinging by to surprise everyone. Funny.
But nah, Phil, seriously, man, I hope you didn't take offense to what I was saying.
No, I didn't. I'm learning. You know, and I'm the type of guy who makes up my own mind about things, and I test the waters before I jump in it. So I don't see it as being positive or negative. I just see it as being something I can take a piece out of that I like, and throw away the stuff that I don't like. But I'm not offended at all. So thank you for sharing.
Well,
I do appreciate that.
My whole point is though, through it all, I want you to get used to and familiarize yourself and be comfortable with whatever weapon you've got.
Right. Yeah, and see, that's the thing is the weapons that I've had so far, except for my shotgun, my Mossberg, they don't, I've had 2 9s already, and neither one of them had safeties on them. And I was okay with it. I'm really non-confrontational. I hardly ever get into trouble and never had to even pull my gun for any reason whatsoever. But if I ever did, I think my next purchase of a handgun is going to be something with a safety on it that I can keep it loaded and have a little bit
confidence. I suggest looking into an SR9, a Ruger. SR9.
Okay. I was thinking about going old school 45.
Or 45, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to really be comfortable, because the only reason why I say SR9 is because that's one of the first weapons I bought your sister. And it's got the ambidextrous safeties on it, where you can turn the safety on and off by using either one of your thumbs.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And I definitely will not get one that has double safety. I already learned that lesson as a kid. Just a single safety, you know, just a single safety, and I'm okay with that.
Well,
and then
the regular SR9 has one safety, and that's that's right underneath the slide.
Let me look into it. That's been cool.
Red is hot. Blank is you're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know when you want to carry a weapon, I don't want to carry a weapon loaded without a safety on it. I'm just afraid I'd shoot myself in the foot by accident. You know, that's me.
But that's the,
I don't want to carry a weapon that I have to put a lock on and take the clip out and empty the chamber. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's the point of that?
You want to be comfortable with one that you carry. Because
me
tell you, you don't want to have one that you have to rack the slide to put a bullet in there, because by that time, you could be shot in the foot.
Well, you know, honestly, I actually expect to be shot before I shoot back, because you never know when someone's going to shoot you at random, because a lot of these shootings are random.
Oh, yeah. That's why we always say.
But I want to. But after I'm shot, I don't want to be laying there and have to take the fucking lock off and then put the clip in and then cocking it back so I can shoot.
Okay,
yeah,
you're saying
that. You know.
And that's the same thing as having an unloaded weapon where you have to rack that slide back the chamber around.
Yep.
That's a two-step procedure. By that time, you could be dead.
Probably going to die anyway, but at least I can prevent some other deaths.
Well,
here's
a story that happened to me, why I'm not allowed in our Walmart over here alone. I'm walking through Walmart. I just like American Express, I don't leave home without my gun. So I'm walking through Walmart, and I'm picking up my stuff, and I bump in to this Jamaican guy, and I said, "I'm sorry, sir." And he gave me a dirty look. He was on the phone, and he followed me the rest of the way through the store. We got up to the self-checkout, and out the corner of my eye, I seen him come running at me with his hand up above his head. And I knew exactly what he had. Now, I could have pulled my gun out and shot him dead, but I used my hands and my feet instead. And needless to say, I was tackled at the same time that I put him down, because I hit him in the throat, and he went down. And I was tackled to the ground and handcuffed and drug out of the store by two sheriffs undercover to separate me from the team. And all I said to them was, "I ain't worried that you cuffed me." I said, "I didn't do nothing wrong." I said, "But you better go check on that boy inside, because I guarantee you, he's gasping for air right now." And as this sheriff has me, he uncuffed me without even patting me down whatsoever. And I turned to him. I said, "Really?" And he looked at me and goes, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "You didn't even ask me if I had any weapons on me." I said, "You'd be dead right now and your partner would be dead." And he goes, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Check my right side." And when he lifted up my shirt, his eyes got big as golf balls.
Well, you know, Bobby, if they do institute psychiatric background checks, you're going to lose all your guns.
Oh, I know. I ain't worried about it. Like I said,
come knock on my door, but don't do a no-knock order.
Right. Lorna, what do you think about things?
Just like Gomer Pyle says, it ain't my finger either.
When they sit there and say that they're trying to take out your guns, I say go buy more guns.
Uh-huh, okay. Yep. Let them take the ones they want and get more.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You live by yourself too, right?
No, well, kind of. I'm in a camper in my brother's yard.
He's a hermit.
All right. Well, there you go. Cool.
I sold my house in Wisconsin after being a house owner for 23 years, and now I'm here.
She lived with us for a while.
Yeah.
Yep. Stayed at Bobby's for a couple months.
Well, you should come and visit me and Bobby once in a while. You'd love her to death. But everyone loves her.
You're in Texas?
Yeah.
Lorna, we need to do a road trip.
Y'all need to do a road trip.
Yep, we can stop in Arizona and visit Daniel and visit Phil and then go on to California, visit Trent.
Yep.
Well, go to California. Come back to Arizona, then to Texas.
Then come
and then
to Texas.
Back. Yeah, because you...
It don't matter.
Yeah, cause,
whichever. I'm not picky.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is when you schedule a trip like that and you only have, like, a week, that very first place you get to, you have such a good time. You waste it all there, and the next two stops, you don't get to visit. So come to Texas first.
And I can vouch, Lorna, for that one. We won't leave Phil's house.
No, you won't. I'll take you to Mexico. I'll take you to the Gulf of Mexico, South Padre Island.
I've been to Mexico like three times.
Yeah, well, now you can go to Mexico, and they got guys with machine guns over there. That'll be really cool for you to see.
Hey, wait a minute. We can make money on her over there.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. I can make money on women anywhere.
Take her ID and be like, no, she's Mexican. She can't come back to the States with us.
Right? Ruka, send me some green card.
I'm Mexican and I don't know a single word of Spanish, yeah.
Well, I'm white and I speak Spanish. So, it's confusing. You know, I feel ugly saying that now. Like, I'm white and I speak Spanish. I mean, I'm an American mutt. I'm like Irish, Indian, fucking German, Italian. Hell, I don't even know what the hell I am, to be honest with you. But my skin happens to be white, so I must have a northern latitude genetics in me. Because skin pigmentation is simply just a color. It's just latitude, where you're born.
Right.
Yep. I'm actually more red skin, so I guess I got more Native American, not Indian, Native American. Because I have friends who are from India, and I said, why do they call them Indians, and why are you guys called Indians, and what's the deal? And they said, well, the way it began was when Christopher Columbus sailed to America, he was actually sailing to India. And he thought he had arrived in India, so he called the natives Indians. And so that's the story behind Indians. But they're not any, they're Native Americans.
They just looked at you and said, you got a sweet mouth, boy.
Yep, looks pretty good. Yep, so I'm like, Mr. T, looking pretty good in them jeans. but Lorna wears them apple bottom shorts. How's your new job? How's that job going with them 12-hour shifts, Lorna?
So far, so good. It's it's long days, boy.
Are you still like semi insecure about your job because you're like, you know, maybe when they don't need me anymore, they're gonna let me go?
I'm kind of my percentage rate is feeling a little better. I'm feeling that I'm 60-70% in, 40% not, because on this one area that I'm working at, we're on the pegboard. We're only supposed to have one up, and then somebody's supposed to come and verify it, blah-de-da-de-da, and then you can put the rest of the stuff up. Well, I told one lead today that I ain't doing that because I'm sick of double-tripling and shit. And he just turns around and says, well, I'm not worried about you, so.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to feel important. Or it's nice to feel that, you know, you're doing a good job. Yeah.
Right.
I had a guy one time who told me, this before I went to college, this is when I was just doing odds and ends just to make my way through life. He said, don't look for a job. Look for a position. And if you consider it a position, then it's not a job. And I was like, this guy's stupid. But now that I've gotten older, I understand it.
Right.
You can either live your life to work, or you can work to live your life. But regardless, position that you have, if it's something that you enjoy, make the best of it. Don't consider it a job. Consider it a position.
Well, right now it's just setting up the store, so the job itself technically isn't starting because it's a brand new store from shelves on up.
Oh, but it's my favorite store on the planet. I love Harbor Freight. Oh,
yeah.
Although,
I was kind of shopping today when we were stocking up the shelves. I'm like, oh, I need one of that. I have one of them. Oh, I can use one of them. They got some cool shit in there. I'm going to be in trouble working there.
Still staring at you.
I hear that.
Yeah, I'm playing my acoustic while I'm talking to you guys. Sorry.
he's serenading you, Lorna.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, I saw Miss Lorna gathered on the tracks.
I'm all excited now.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite song?
You got her wet, Phil. You got her wet. Now she's going to have to play with her dildos.
Whatever. I don't know.
We got 90 seconds left to this discussion.
we can take it over to Snapchat. Don't worry.
I love you guys. Thanks for being
love
with us.
Love you too,
tonight.
Bobby. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
Sharon is Karen.
God bless our children. Our veterans, first responders, missing, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.